He was my hair inspo about 3 years ago.
Odell Beckham Jr. was your hair inspiration?
No, it wasn't, actually. I just wanted to go blonde like Kim Kardashian.
Gosh.
That was my real hair inspo.
All right, well, now it's time for you to go silver.
I want a wig. I'll get a wig.
You want to look like you're 70 years old?
No. We didn't say that. We said like sexy silver.
Or I could look like a Targaryen because I've been watching so much Game of Thrones.
Oh, what?
Yeah. I'm part of that crew now.
Spring, it's taken me 3 tries mm-hmm. to get through one episode because I keep falling asleep. I'm still on season 1, episode 1.
Well, I'm really into medieval things. That's what wrapped me into it. Well, and then you add all the mystical stuff and I'm sold.
Well, I am too, I thought. But maybe I just don't like dragons as much as I thought I did.
Yeah, I couldn't hang with it. It was too much yelling. And I didn't like how, you know, their face was dirty, but some of them, when they're yelling, they have clean, white, straight teeth.
Oh, yeah, which would never have happened.
Not all characters, just the main characters.
I don't like the hair extensions.
Also, very first episode, there were way too many characters for me to keep, and I know that they get knocked off one at a time, but then they introduce new characters. Like, I cannot keep up with all these people.
I was sold 15 minutes in when they beheaded the first man, and I was like, gruesome in for it.
So you made the kids watch, right? Like, you're gonna watch this. Okay. Wow, man, we already got the conversation started here on Around the Mic on SoJo 104.9. Hey there, I'm Heather DeLuca. I'm joined by, finally, again, it's been like weeks, Mike Richman of The Mike Show and Social Spring Gonzalez. We missed you.
For the record, I accidentally clicked like on that tweet. Oh. And it was a mistake. I have unliked it since.
Okay.
Wasn't my fault.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Teddy.
That's all I'm saying.
Well, I want to talk to you guys about smart technology. That's just the one thing that's on my mind right now.
Okay.
Because I've seen two things that completely baffle me. But what do we think of our good friend? What did he call? Did Donald Trump call him? Lion Ted Cruz? I know he called Little Marco. Marco Rubio.
I don't know what he called
Little Marco.
Him.
Yeah, I think it was Lion.
Lion Ted Cruz.
Lion Ted. That sounds,
man,
sounds like something he'd say.
It was Crooked Hillary, Lion Ted Cruz.
He liked a porn tweet on the worst possible day of all days.
Yeah.
He liked it on 9/11. That's number one.
Did he blame it? He blamed it on his staffer, right?
He did. Yes. He said that he's not in control of his Twitter, which I could believe that he's probably not in control, like complete control of the Twitter.
Which I think was a euphemism for something.
What's the euphemism for?
But anyway, yeah, he...
I was hoping maybe he'll say it.
I'm not in control of my Twitter. Yeah, of course, he blames it on somebody else.
Absolutely. I mean, you have to. After watching House of Cards, no, I'm not surprised.
I mean, come on.
Look.
Has anyone learned from the mistakes of Anthony Weiner?
I'm telling you, this is exactly what went down. So, on SoJo, we have control of our Twitter, right? But we also have our own separate Twitters. And sometimes you get confused as to which Twitter you're using.
Not paying attention to which one.
And there has been
on.
Times where I'm on the SoJo Twitter and I'm out here liking things.
Liking, retweeting,
thinking
sharing.
Thinking that it's my page.
Following.
And it's not.
I've done the same thing.
This is my theory. Ted Cruz thought it was his private Twitter where he keeps all that.
Probably. So like now, I hope the hackers... Because you know, like, once you pull just one little thread of something, eventually the whole thing unravels.
Well, at least, unlike with Anthony Weiner, it was of age. So there's that.
Hey, and, like, to each his own.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with liking porn, just saying.
This is what I love about social media is that these adult content is across all platforms now.
Well,
and
I was watching Hot Girls Wanted yesterday. It's a documentary on Netflix produced by Rashida Jones.
Mm-hmm.
And on it, the documentary mentions that Twitter is the most unsupervised one when it comes to those kind of images.
Oh, okay.
So I'm like, is it really Teddy's fault if it's that readily available? It's not. It's okay, Teddy.
He's just not supposed to click the little heart.
Yeah,
well,
just
maybe he was,
do
maybe
what everyone
thumb.
Else does.
Maybe he was flicking with the thumb up.
You think?
Have you seen his face? His face totally says that wasn't an accident.
He is one person, one politician. I know that this is going to sound stupid, but he's one politician. Like, I literally don't believe a word that comes out of his mouth. Like, mm-hmm. there is not a single thing he has ever said that hasn't sounded rehearsed, completely disingenuous. And, like, I feel like he leaves the room and he turns into a jerk off.
Oh, I can see that.
Pun intended.
Oh. Did I just say that? Yep, I did. I just went there. Okay.
Is there a difference, though, between somebody saying liking a GIF or GIF or a small little thing video like that, and someone who takes pictures of themselves, nudies, and then sends them to people or posts them. Is there a difference?
If yes. you're liking them and sending it?
Oh, for sure.
Is one bit worse than the other?
I think sending them is probably
I think there's a certain level of depravity if right. you're taking, like, shots of your junk and right. texting them to women you're not, say, committed to, like,
right.
in a committed relationship yes. with.
Or if they're just
Anthony,
unsolicited, too.
Anthony
like
Weiner
actually.
Sending pictures of his little wiener to, and I don't know if it, I mean, maybe it's,
don't want to know.
I don't want to comment on this.
I don't
size.
Find him even remotely attractive.
To underage girls while he's married to a very successful woman, like, get divorced if you're unhappy. Do you know what I mean? If you want to be that guy, get out of public office, go find a 9-to-5 job, and call it a day.
It's not
don't
even
take
that.
Everyone down with you.
He might just have an actual problem. Like, he could be a sexual predator.
That's true.
That's really what
so
the
yes,
other issue
the
could
answer
be.
Is,
I don't
yes,
think Ted Cruz
is a, difference.
Is a predator or anything like that.
Or Anthony Weiner could be an aspiring photographer.
Ted Cruz just wants
of
to...
his junk. of
well,
his junk.
You know what? Maybe he should put an exhibit at MoMA.
Yeah, that's a.
I would be completely fine with him sending pictures of his junk if it was consented and if they were of age.
But who are these people who take pictures of themselves naked? Have you ever taken pictures? Show of hands. Who's taken pictures?
As Heather and
I'm
I
the only person
right
who have never taken a picture of myself naked.
And you
well,
probably
you have, to
have the best body of all of us, so that's really unfortunate.
I grew up in the digital age, so that's a form of flirting.
She still has her hand up, by
I
the
still,
way.
Oh, yeah, oh. She probably put it down.
It's a form of flirting?
Yeah.
Was your face included and it was just full
uh-huh.
on?
Or is man, it, I got in trouble
or,
the first
or do
time.
You just go like
oh, I
down?
Have to include my face because the from the neck down isn't okay. so endowed. So I have to like
let
the face show.
I don't include my face if it's to someone I'm not seriously talking to. Just in case it gets spread around, you can't really tell it's me.
You just talk like sexy out. I'm talking like.
Yeah.
I'm talking full.
Yeah, full on.
So
yeah.
am I. Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And what do you do with the pictures? You're
well,
spring is,
you like to
I have Snapchat.
Spring is flirting with
I
them.
Have Snapchat.
All right.
So people that I'm involved with or just like, you know, whatever, you like you send like little snaps and they send little snaps and it's fun and it's
but
sexy.
But do you have concerns that they could
with
share
Snapchat,
those with the wrong
no.
people?
With Snapchat, no, because it disappears. So I feel a lot more comfortable with
or
that.
Or does it?
It does.
What if they're right there and they like screenshot it quick as possible?
I noticed. You get a notification.
So how,
oh, really?
Yeah.
So okay. how is that any different than a politician doing it?
Okay, here's my thing.
My thing with Anthony Weiner is literally what I said before. It's just the fact that she didn't ask for it.
Right.
And she was not of age. That's yeah. it. If he wants to send it to his wife, by all means,
here's,
go for it.
Here's my thing about maybe Anthony Weiner, really any politician, mm-hmm. but...
with Ted Cruz, it's just funny, by
it's
the way.
It's the like... Oh, I didn't do it. Oh, I messed up. Oh, I believe in chastity. Oh, I believe
right.
in one man, one woman. Mm-hmm. Oh, I believe that that is, you know, for sick individuals. Mm-hmm. I don't like the veil of you're above that. Like,
yeah.
if you're that, then just be that
yes.
and own it. But I don't want to hear, like, that Ted Cruz isn't a red-blooded American man that doesn't have the same, you know, desires as every other guy.
Which, of course,
I think
he does.
Anthony Weiner took it to a whole other level. And, yeah, maybe there's some sort of sexual... I don't want to call him a predator, but maybe. Maybe, maybe. But I don't like when they... pretend to be holier than thou
mm-hmm.
and they publicly stand up for exactly the opposite. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're trying to say it's corrupting the morals of our youth. You know, my people that I want to vote for me are good American values. People, we don't believe in gay marriage. We don't believe in LGBT rights.
Meanwhile,
like,
behind closed doors, this
correct.
Is what you're doing.
Anything goes. Yeah. So I think that's my biggest issue is I just don't like when, especially when somebody gets caught,
yeah.
that they still try to act like they...
Oh, no, it wasn't me.
Right, are so pretentious
so
about
does that mean you're a dirty person or you don't have good values if you watch a little...
No, I don't
no,
think so.
No, not at all.
Little,
I just think it's healthy.
You know.
As yeah. long as... Okay, healthy to an extent. Like, what are you watching? Like, once again, I watched that documentary yesterday and there's a trend in porn right now that it's forced. like you, like they like force I'm trying to find the correct word, what else, force BJs, I'm gonna say it like that, and that is one of
face
the
face rape,
basically, there we go, facial abuse
face
and that's
rape.
One of the that's one of the mainly searched for like porn videos. That's not okay with me. Like, that's very uncomfortable because in some of the videos, these girls are forced to vomit and then forced to eat it. That's when you're, like, crossing the line of what's kind of acceptable and what's not.
And
like,
also,
child porn is completely not acceptable.
And also, if somebody is, like, waking up in the morning
right.
and going right to the computer.
Right.
Or they are taking an iPad to work and
right.
working things out at work.
And there's a place and time for that.
Or they could be like that guy who is sitting in front of me on the airplane with his iPad, watching
exactly.
stuff.
You
not
have
the time.
To be kidding me.
Not
no.
the time.
Like
yeah.
I was driving next to someone on Route 42 one time who was in his minivan, and he clearly had
no, he didn't.
A Penthouse magazine on his steering wheel. And
wow,
he was turning
school.
The pages.
Look at that.
And I was, well, this was several years ago.
Did you get in trouble for that, for reading and driving? Is that a thing?
Magazine.
Absolutely. It's distracted driving, nonetheless.
Oh,
but
my God.
I mean, I almost drove my car off the road because I'm looking over, like, and I'm trying to get closer to make sure I'm seeing what I'm seeing. You know, it was a morning commute.
I
would have been reading stuff. I almost drove my car off the road because I was like, what are you doing?
See, I don't have a problem with porn. I have a problem when you go to certain extents. Like, it's just like, you might have, you should go to a doctor if that's happening.
What about those little voyeuristic theaters that they have?
Like the 25 cent girly shows?
Yeah, where you go.
Where you go into a booth?
Yeah. One of those. Is that any different than watching it on a computer?
Hey, man.
Not really.
No.
You're paying?
No. It's a lot cleaner if you're home. I mean, because I'm telling you, like, those booths never have enough Windex. If you get what I'm saying.
Oh, my God.
We need to start a new segment. How does Heather know?
Yeah.
Because,
guys, Spring has heard me say this. I had a whole life before I knew you people.
Wow.
Still my favorite line ever. Like, if someone asks me, how's 2017? I had a whole life before I knew you people.
What about swingers? Swingers clubs.
Oh, swingers
no.
I find so interesting, actually.
Really?
I do.
Uh-uh.
I do, because, like, it's a different world.
There was a club that used to be open in Atlantic City.
Well, Whitney told
called
us, Whitney
Caligula.
Ullman, she told us a story about that place. I'm like, no way. It just sounded
yes.
like Eyes Wide Shut out in the open.
Absolutely. Yeah. There was this girl that Mike and I used
crazy.
To work with who, she said she bartended there.
Mm.
But her boyfriend, fiancé at the time, like, frequented that place a lot. So we kind
of
caught the writing on the wall. And I just, like, I can't even imagine. Forget about if it's behind closed doors and you meet a couple and you go there. Like,
yeah.
I am way too jealous and possessive of a person. And to me, if I'm okay watching my guy get it on with another girl in front of me, I don't love him enough.
Okay.
Like, bye, Felicia. Do you know what I mean?
I know I'm jealous also. No, I couldn't do it out in the open. But I know that there are people who, like, they're fine with it.
I think co-flirting is fine.
That
co-flirting.
Yes.
Co-flirting.
What is co-flirting?
Like when you're both out either at a bar
right.
or a party, but you went together, but you see other people or you meet other
exactly.
people and you have an exchange and like you're flirting.
It's friendly flirting. It's like life flirting.
That's how it starts.
And you invoke a slight jealousy in your significant other, then you go home and they show you like who you really belong to, and you're like, well then.
Yeah.
Because
that's gonna hurt tomorrow.
That's just a part of my personality that I've had to explain to my husband is never gonna go away.
Okay.
I'm just that. I'm that person. It doesn't mean, but I'm very like, if I'm with someone, I'm with them.
Yeah.
And I'm not crossing like that line.
I
ever.
Think it's okay
do
as long as there's
I mean?
An understanding between the two.
But I'm a flirty person.
That's fine. I am too. I get it from my mom. She won't say it, but I get it from my mom. She calls everybody puppy.
Maybe I have issues. Maybe it's just that I get excited when anyone pays attention to me. Maybe it's because my dad paid so much attention to me when I was little that.
Oh no, we're bringing it back to daddy issues. I have daddy issues, okay? My friend and I make that recurring joke that we both equally have daddy issues.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. It's so bad.
Once again, mom and dad, if you're listening, I'm so sorry.
Okay, I think like everything in moderation, okay?
Yes.
Just like don't take anything too far. My thing is I just don't like when someone pretends to be
yeah.
this, you know, above the law, above morality person, mm-hmm. and tries to get everyone to believe yeah. what they believe, and then you're really not, like, that's not really you. You're just human. Do you yeah. know what I'm saying?
I agree.
All I wanted to do was talk to you about a smart refrigerator that I saw. I don't know how we got here.
I'm sorry. I just got the image of Ted Cruz just going, oh, snap. I just liked it. That happened.
Wonder if he calls his lion Ted.
Oh, ew.
Come on, lion
Look,
Ted.
Look, if you're ever really bored and you're on Instagram, don't go to the explore page. Go to where you could see who liked your pictures and switch the screen to the right.
Okay, yeah.
Where you can see what other people like.
Yeah.
And I kid you not, I don't know why I get a kick out of this. It's so bad. But there is a man that I used to work with. He was a bouncer at the bar I worked at. And I always catch him liking, it's always 8 photos. He likes these pornographic like pictures of big booty women and big boobs women, which is fine. That's okay. But it's so weird that I catch him in the act. I'm like, hey, you did it again.
Oh, no. No,
and
no,
he's
no.
He's a very nice man. He's always been respectful. But I guess in his private time, he likes to look at big booty women.
I mean, I'm sure we can go there, but...
Maybe he knows those women and he's trying to make them feel good.
Oh,
right.
My Instagram feed goes like this. I do. Cat food makeup. Cat food makeup. Cat food makeup.
No, the men that I follow, well, like, they're guys that I know. They like so many images of women just basically naked. But when I see the ones that you could definitely tell that they're porn pages, I'm like, gotcha.
Sometimes you just like to appreciate someone's. I don't know. I have no leg to stand on at this point.
Whatever you're into, just be appropriate about it. Just saying.
What about all these people who post on Instagram of themselves working out?
No, I hate that.
I mean, I like it if it motivates me. I don't like it if I just had McDonald's, sat on my couch, and binge-watched a show.
So some people will, they'll post what their, like, running route was, and you see, like, the line go, like, they went
probably
here.
Probably, like, this one to the left.
No,
like,
I stopped
do
doing
Do you do that?
That. I okay. stopped. I used to, and then Spring told me it was, stop doing that.
I don't mind. Do the worst. I don't mind because I know you. And, like, if you did it, Spring, I wouldn't mind. But it's like I had this one girl that I had to unfriend that I knew from high school because it was like every day she was posting like, oh, finally two miles on the treadmill. And then she would take a screenshot of herself. Oh, I'm down to wearing a sports bra to the, and it was just like, okay, you're lifting weights today. Like I see it. Like she work out, stop
was
snapping
it,
pictures of yourself while you're at the gym.
Her job?
No.
Like, is she like a fitness? See, that's annoying.
No, girl.
That's annoying.
No.
Because when they're fitness models, I'm like, yes. If it's just a regular girl, I'm like, I get it. You're on a diet and you look great.
See, I always thought it would be motivational because I see somebody do that. Even when I see somebody running and I'm not working out or running that day, I'm like, God, you know what? She's doing it. I need to get out there and run too.
I'm telling you, it depends.
Spring and somebody, I are girls. We're like,
yeah.
I had somebody yell at me one time because when I run outdoors on the road. I'm a road runner. I don't like treadmills.
Yeah.
And, an acquaintance of mine saw me running and he said, you know, hey, I saw you the other day running. What? Why are you doing that? I was like, to stay fit. He goes, no, you're, he goes, you need to do that inside on a treadmill because you're just showing off.
Who
See,
said that to
extra.
You?
That's so extra.
I was like, what are you talking about? So you're obviously running along the road so people will see you.
Oh my god!
And you're
gosh.
Showing off. I was okay. like, seriously?
Definitely.
Mind your own business.
Yeah, that's a bit much. Like, no.
Because I'm outdoors in the public working out. Uh-huh. I'm being.
I can't run on a treadmill. I mean, I barely run, but like if I do, it's around my neighborhood. I don't like to be on a treadmill.
Yeah, agreed. But I just realized the difference. Okay, so for me, because usually if I see someone working out and they're posting a workout picture or video, it's mostly because they're trying to motivate other people to do it. Or they're, like, giving their own tips. So I'm like, oh, that's awesome. Yeah, I needed those tips. If you're doing it for vanity reasons, that's when I get annoyed with
there's
you.
A great,
like that girl.
There's okay. a great Twitter account I follow. It's called Just the Tips. And you should follow them.
Why? What is that?
Now I'm scared to look.
I swear if it's, like, some weirdo page of just, like, fingernails, I'm going to be so weirded out.
Oh, it's not fingernails, Spring.
Is it the other one? You're so gross. Are there, like, turtleneck options?
But it could be...
On a roll today, baby. Okay, no, it's beautiful.
I lost my train of thought. No, this woo! This girl that I was no.
Heather's blushing.
She would just because I've seen one. Sorry.
I saw one that scared me.
I have first person knowledge contact with. You want to know all the things that I know in life and the things that I've done? Okay, no, you
She's
don't.
She's still fanning herself. No, you don't.
So this girl, she would take a picture. She would be in her car mm-hmm. and snap a selfie of herself before she even started driving. Like, all right, let's do this today. Off to the gym. And then she would get to the gym and she would like snap a pic, like a selfie of herself here on the treadmill. And then a picture of how much time she ran on the treadmill.
See, I don't care. I don't. Like, if I see you do it, like, I don't. If you are doing it and you're like, hey, I just ran a blah, blah on a treadmill. You can too. I'm like, maybe I can too. Or if you were an overweight person that you just finally got like yourself on track and you're doing all this progress, and I'm like, yeah, girl, you get on that treadmill.
But I think like, just get it done. Like, not everybody needs to see it.
That's true, yeah.
Just go and get your crap done.
Mm-hmm.
And stop making me feel bad about myself.
I'm already thinking about, I'm like, man, I really should work out.
I'm thinking about a bagel, so hey, whatever.
I was thinking about that too.
I'm thinking about turtlenecks.
Oh, stop it.
As long as you don't have one, that's totally okay.
I don't want to know.
Can I legit ask a question, though?
Not about that.
Yeah, it's about that. Can I legit just ask a real, truthful, medical, clinical question?
Okay.
Okay, so non-Jewish men.
Yes.
When they are born, they're just straight up circumcised the minute that they're born, right? They do it as soon as they take you,
they
you come out.
First.
Yeah, they have
and
to
then,
ask.
And then they snip, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Within an hour or so.
So it does happen. Why is it such like, and then for Jewish boys, there's a bris. Right?
A big ceremony
where they do a ceremony and they
it's catered.
Cut it off then and they circumcise the child.
Yes.
So then why are there some Jewish men or of any other, you know, there are many religions, many races that don't. Mm-hmm. Then why are there some that are not circumcised? Because a big misconception is that Jewish men are uncircumcised.
Right.
But clearly they're not because there are ceremonies called brises. So this is
that.
Me not just being very curious about the Jewish culture and things that I don't know that I'm curious
about. I'll tell you this right off the bat. I've never discussed anything of that region with another man, so I have no idea.
Okay. My friends and I have had this discussion in full detail because I had a really big group of friends in college that we were nomads because we basically didn't live there, but we like hung out there, whatever. Found out that at least half of them were not circumcised. And we were like, oh, what in the world? Why not? And they just said that
Rebels.
Well, they just happened to not be. And I found out that there are some Hispanic cultures that they don't do that.
Okay.
Because one of my best friends, she didn't do that to her son because she felt that was unmanly. And I'm like,
because they do give you the option. When you have a boy, the doctor gives you the option, you know,
But isn't there, like, health reasons, too, to get rid of it? Because doesn't it kind of, like,
yes, but they say
later on?
Some people say, like, it cuts sensitivity.
Yeah.
Like, that they're taking it away to, in the Bible, men were circumcised to squash their sexual desires.
Makes sense.
Okay, because apparently it's, with the extra foreskin, it's extremely, sensitive and, Can we grab Ashley really quick? Because she may know.
I thought she was already here.
No.
Why would she know?
She's Jewish.
Oh. But she's a woman.
She may know the culture.
Oh, I see. And she's seen more Jewish ones than
I
have.
No, I have a legitimate question, and she'll understand why I'm asking.
I've only seen three in my life.
Okay, I had to do that math. Thank you. Okay, has two boys.
Yes.
Hi. Ashley, I have a really honestly serious cultural question.
Cultural question?
Yes.
Okay, shoot.
Kay. You are half Jewish.
Yes, I am.
So we somehow got into a discussion about circumcision.
Because Heather brought it up.
No, I didn't.
Okay.
Right, Heather brought it
Mike
up.
Mike started talking about turtlenecks.
I started talking about turtlenecks. Mike started talking about the tip.
No.
Okay. So listen.
That's a different Twitter account.
Okay.
Hi. So most boys, at the minute they're born, they're like circumcised. They just do it right then.
I say that like I know that. I don't have.
But then there are there are brisses, right? So there's a big Jewish ceremony where the boys are circumcised. It's a big, like,
spiritual
coming of
thing.
Age.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
But how come there are some Jewish men that are not circumcised? Jewish men, uncircumcised. Those two sort of things.
Are there?
We've seen it on Sex in the City. We've seen these discussions. Do you know anything about this?
I don't. You know what? I honestly didn't realize that Jewish men were able to escape from that.
Oh, okay. So, like, it's just as much as, like, a bar mitzvah.
Yeah.
That's
it's a, like you said, it's a rite of passage type of thing. I didn't know that.
Because I was under the assumption that they don't also, and so she just told me that about the birth.
Well, Spring said there's a lot of, there's, like, a portion of the Hispanic culture that does not circumcise
as
well.
And Europeans, they don't do that either.
No, I know Europeans don't.
Okay.
They don't do that.
Okay, I'm just curious.
I'm sorry I let you down. I have no idea.
Way to go.
Call this one a day.
Turtle.
I wanted to talk to you about a smart refrigerator and a smart stroller that I saw that you can jog behind that you don't have to touch.
I think this
works off your Bluetooth.
I think what we talked about was much more intriguing.
Well, it's certainly going to give me a lot to think about for the rest of the day.
Or guys to think about if they heard this.
Yeah,
this
comment. If you know anything about this, just comment in the section below.
Tweet us, Sojo1049FM on Twitter.
Share a pic.
No! We cannot solicit.
No, right. Okay. Do not.
I'm having
don't do it.
Complete
they really want
meltdown
you to.
Here.
Don't.
They say no, but they mean yes.
Oh, my God.
I got nothing left. So, with that said, I'm glad that Mike was back this week because, for
I'm
obvious reasons.
Happy to contribute.
Okay. Thank you so much. This is Around the Mic. Mike Richmond, Social Spring Gonzalez can be heard weekdays 5:30 to 10 on Sojo 104.9. Give us a good rating if it makes us very happy.
Please.
If you like what you're hearing,
for love
and
of God, please.
Tell your friends about it. Thanks for clicking the subscribe button, and we will talk to you next week. And I'm talking about smart technology next week.
That's right. And be careful what you like on Twitter.